Thank you so much, Father. It is a pleasure to be with you all this morning. Like Father said, my name is Kara Conley. I'm a St. Francis Cabrini alum, and I graduated from the University of Wisconsin-Madison in 2020. I just finished my first year on mission with FOCUS, the Fellowship of Catholic University Students, serving at the University of Missouri. FOCUS is a Catholic collegiate outreach whose mission is to share the hope and joy of the gospel with college and university students. Trained in church teaching, prayer, sacred scripture, evangelization, and discipleship, FOCUS missionaries encounter students in friendship where they are, inviting them into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and accompanying them as they pursue lives of virtue and excellence. This year, while diving into scripture, I was struck by a question Jesus asks his disciples at the Last Supper, and was undoubtedly asking me as well. In John chapter 14, Jesus asks his disciples, "If he is the way, the truth, and the life," he tells them this, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." He proclaims that those who have seen him have seen the Father, and that he and the Father are one. One of the disciples, Philip, boldly demands of Jesus, "Show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." To which Jesus replies, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and yet you still do not know me, Philip?" Jesus asks, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and yet you still do not know me?" Many of us know people in our lives, especially young people today, who have grown up in Catholic families and went to Catholic school, but ultimately leave the faith behind. During their college years, they start to go a different way, and it's there on the college campus where beliefs and values and identity are formed. Cabrini gave me a wonderful foundation, but even still in college, I was faced with the choice of living out my faith. I'd been baptized, confirmed, and still fell into the stereotypical college lifestyle for most of my time at Madison. And I struggled to live virtuously and doubted my faith for a few years. But while on mission this year, I came to the realization that the reason I struggled so much in college and why many struggle with their faith today is that they know about Jesus, but they don't actually know the heart of Jesus. And I praise the Lord that I've been called to this mission with FOCUS to help others discover the heart of Jesus, to know him in a life-changing way. Here I thought I knew everything the faith had to offer going into college, but I was unable to see the truth, beauty, and goodness of it all until people at my Catholic center, especially the FOCUS missionaries, began to invest in me. Thanks to FOCUS in my life and in the lives of many others, people are starting to come back to the church with hearts burning for love of Christ. Attending a giant D1 school and now having the privilege of serving at one, I know that the Catholic Church would not have as strong of a presence if it were not for the work of FOCUS. As students come to know Jesus, they are gradually beginning to pray every day, frequent the sacraments, and live mission by leading Bible studies and walking with others in their relationship with Jesus. This past year, I had a Bible study with 14 sophomore women and walked closely with 8 girls on campus who had radical transformations by the grace of God. They will continue to walk with their peers and their classmates in their journeys of faith this upcoming year and in many years to come. My work as a missionary is helping to restore the primacy of the family, the desire for the future leaders of our country to become saints, and an increase in religious vocations. Today, I'm inviting you to come on this mission with me and invite Jesus more deeply into your own life. Why do we missionaries and all of you as disciples of Christ do what we do? Pope Francis writes in his apostolic letter, Joy of the Gospel, that the primary reason for evangelizing is the love of Jesus, which we have received, the experience of salvation which urges us to ever greater love of him, for there is nothing more precious which we can give to others. By the time the students I work with leave college, I want them to be confident that if Jesus were to ask them if they know him, they can answer with a sincere yes, that they too share the gift of the gospel with others as they live lifelong mission. If we can continue to reach the hearts of these future leaders, they will change our world. And there are 3 things you can do to partner with me to help make this a reality. So the first is simply just to become aware. Read, study, and talk to college-age students about the faith. Talk to me even, because I would love to hear your stories and gain even greater wisdom. Pray. Pray for us missionaries and pray for the future leaders. Nothing we do is possible without God. He is the one that ultimately heals and changes hearts. The third is consider support. As a missionary, I am responsible for fundraising 100% of my salary with the help of individuals like you. I'd love to meet with you face-to-face this week to discuss more about FOCUS and how you can make my work in this vital ministry possible through monthly financial support. what I need you to do after Mass is fill out this contact card that I'm holding here at the back table in the narthex where I will be. Notice there is no return address on it because I would love to meet with you personally and answer any of your questions. After filling out this card, I can contact you this week and tell you more about Focus. And I want to thank St. Francis Cabrini for their support of Focus Missionaries. I look forward to meeting with you. Thank you all for your time this morning, and thank you to many of you who have supported Focus Missionaries in the past. May God bless you all, and thank you so much, Father.